You might not know it, but almost every state in the country has an official state fossil. Coming up, we'll hear some of those stories.
And here in Wisconsin, our official fossil is the trilobite. Other states have specific dinosaur or plant species on the books as their official fossils. Ed Young recently wrote a piece about how states got their fossils for The Atlantic.
Ed Young joins us now. He's a staff writer for The Atlantic, where he covers science. Ed, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So a lot of people probably don't even know that we have state fossils. What's the idea behind picking one?
Right, so it seems to... So I didn't really know about state fossils until I wrote a story that involved Illinois' choice quite recently. And then I realized that most states do have some kind of ancient plant or animal as their state avatar, and a lot of the choices are really cool, and they sort of resemble, they reflect a lot of interesting things about paleontology, especially the fact that people are just generally interested in it. So a lot of the choices come from like school kids or like local geologists or sometimes even teachers or politicians who have campaigned for a specific species to be named as their state fossil.
Well, I don't know if Wisconsin's counts as really cool or not, but tell us about Wisconsin's pick.
Yeah, so Wisconsin's got quite an interesting choice. It's picked a trilobite, which is one of a very extremely successful group of animals that lived in the oceans between 250 and 500 million years ago. So they're not around anymore, but they were around for a very long time. They were related to insects and crustaceans, and they looked a little bit like woodlice. They came in a lot of different shapes and sizes, and there were thousands of species. Now, I mean, to me, that means that if you pick trilobite as your state fossil, that's a bit like picking dinosaur. It's a bit weird, but fortunately, Wisconsin chose one particular species called, and I'll probably mispronounce this, Calimene celebra. Which was an animal that was actually discovered in Wisconsin in the 1830s and was very common in that state and a couple around it. It was a couple of inches long. As I said, it looked a bit like a woodlouse. It could probably roll up into a ball for defense. It lived in the ocean. So the interesting thing about this is that when it was around, say, like 400, 450 million years ago, what is now North America was isolated as a continent, and what is now Wisconsin was pretty much bang on the equator and surrounded by coral reefs. So it had all this marine life around it, including this particular trilobite.
And we're not the only state to have chosen a trilobite. It sounds like there are others. Can you tell us about some of the other trilobite-loving states?
Right. So Ohio and Pennsylvania have also picked trilobites. California almost did. Wisconsin actually had a choice between a trilobite and the mastodon, which is a large mammoth-like animal, an extinct relative of elephants. So a very giant, impressive beast. I think it's pretty cool that Wisconsin went instead for the humble trilobite, which is less perhaps less charismatic, but very successful and certainly much older. California had a very similar decision. It was choosing between a trilobite and the saber-toothed cat Smilodon, both of which were common in California. Both were backed by rival politicians, and in a very California way, they chose the cat with the huge, scary teeth over the humbler woodlouse-looking thing. But Wisconsin didn't. Wisconsin went with the trilobite, which makes me very happy.
Well, I guess the nice thing about having trilobite as a state fossil, you know, for instance, our executive producer, Judith, has a trilobite fossil on her desk. No one could do that in Wisconsin if we picked mastodon.
Oh, right, yeah. You're not just going to find, like, a mastodon buried in your backyard. True. Like that particular one, the Calimene, is actually, it turns out to be pretty common. So lots of fossils of it have been found in Wisconsin, which does make it a very nice choice.
We're talking with Ed Yong right now, staff writer at The Atlantic, where he covers science, and he recently wrote a piece about state fossils. And so Wisconsin's got this trilobite, which is similar to a woodlouse, a little bit, it's maybe a couple inches long. Other states have some pretty cool stuff. I love the choice of West Virginia. It's a giant sloth.
Right, yeah. This creature, the giant ground sloth, modern sloths hang pretty sedately from trees. They're sort of medium sized, but in in prehistory, there were much bigger versions that lived on the ground and sort of ambled about eating plants. So that's West Virginia's pick. There are loads of other really wonderful, charismatic examples. So some famous one, a Stegosaurus, that dinosaur with the plates on its back and the spikes on its tail. That's Colorado's pick. South Dakota and Wyoming have Triceratops, a very famous dinosaur with three horns on its faces. Utah has Allosaurus, which was a meat-eating dinosaur from the Jurassic period, a kind of precursor to T-Rex. And many states have gone for woolly mammoths or mastodons. So there is no shortage of amazing prehistoric life, and many of them have ended up as state fossils.
And I understand Vermont has a fossil that the only state with an animal that's still living is its fossil.
Right, so it picked a white beluga whale. So belugas are obviously still alive, but they've been around for a long time, so fossils do exist. And one of them was found by railroad workers in 1849 in Vermont, and it was called, it came to be known as Charlotte. That's quite a cute story, but also the fact that Charlotte was found in this field that was some 200 miles away from the nearest ocean and separated by a couple of mountain ranges, it helped to show people that New England was once covered in glaciers, and that when those retreated, the area was flooded by the Atlantic Ocean, which allowed things like whales to live there. So that fossil was part of history. It helped to reshape our understanding of geology. So I think it's a pretty cool choice for a state fossil. It's part of our understanding of the world around us.
And has the choice of state fossil, has it ever been contentious, maybe between creationists and people who believe in evolution?
Yeah, very much so. So one of the latest fossils to be inaugurated is the Columbia mammoth from South Carolina. So that choice started because a young schoolgirl named Olivia McConnell was dismayed to learn that her home state didn't have an official fossil. So she wrote to lawmakers suggesting the Columbia mammoth as would be as a good choice. And a bill was proposed, but it was delayed by several months because a couple of creationist senators didn't like it. They wanted to include words suggesting that the mammoth had been created, and that words that referred to the Book of Genesis particularly. That only led to delays, and the bill was eventually passed in May of 2014. So the Columbia mammoth is, in fact, South Carolina's state fossil, despite the best efforts of creationists.
Now, I don't know how familiar you are with fossil hunting in Wisconsin. We've got the trilobite, which is essentially a sea bug. Is it possible? Are they plentiful enough that people are still finding lots of them in Wisconsin?
Oh, I'm sure that's the case, and amateur fossil hunting is very much part of the culture, and it's part of the culture that's recognised in the choice of state fossils too. A lot of these picks have come from people who are amateurs and people who are part of geological societies or people who like the Yungle in South Carolina, were just really enthusiastic about fossils and really wanted to have some kind of official recognition for them. These things, the fact that we can still find these remains of organisms that lived millions of years ago and had very different bodies and lifestyles to what we know about today, I think is endlessly captivating.
Ed, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Ed Yong, staff writer at The Atlantic, where he covers science. He talked about how the states got their official fossils and specifically why the trilobite is Wisconsin's state fossil.